Real Good News from God's Word is brought to you from friends praying for you at the Sinking Valley Presbyterian Church. I'm Todd Lewis, and I'm reading to you from Psalm chapter 8. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim in the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And the words of Jesus from the Gospel of John, chapter 15. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command, love each other. May we be blessed in this reading of God's holy word. The theme of today's message is the real good news that God loves you. He loves you with a love beyond what we understand or experience in our human relationships. His promises are true. His love is eternal. He created you in love. He watches over you in love. He knows you. He knows your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. Even when you reject him, he loves you. He offers reconciliation and forgiveness in love. He sent his Son Jesus to die for your sins in love that we don't deserve and can never repay. He welcomes you into his family, into eternal paradise in love. John 3:16 affirms this, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Jesus himself tells us that greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. He even calls us friends. We are commanded to love each other, to share the love that the Father has given to us through Jesus to others. This radio ministry, Real Good News, is a message of love from me and the churches and businesses that are showing our love to you. It's hard to love someone that turns their back on you. God is offering his amazing love to you. I encourage you not to turn away or reject him, but to turn to him. Open your heart and your mind to his invitation. Jesus promises joy to those who keep his commands. His command is to love each other. As we keep the commands of God, reading and believing and following his holy word, we receive and share the love that God has promised. Our guilt and sadness will turn to peace and joy. Hear again the holy word of God from Psalm chapter 8 and the Gospel of John. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And the words of Jesus from the Gospel of John, chapter 15. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit that will last, and so whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. I encourage you to read the words of Jesus that are given to us in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and to learn about how Jesus showed his love to the men, women, and children of his homeland. By reading and listening from the teaching of Jesus, we can learn about God's love for us as well. God's word is real good news for all of mankind. Today's good news is brought to you by the Sinking Valley Presbyterian Church.